Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. Ever feel like your emotions are on a roller coaster? One minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're plummeting into despair. You know that feeling when stress just hits you out of nowhere, or anger boils over before you can even think? Well, trust me, you're not alone. Today, we're diving deep into a superpower we all crave: emotional regulation. It's about understanding our feelings, learning to manage them effectively, and ultimately, becoming the captains of our own emotional ships. This isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about steering them in a healthy direction so they don't steer you off course. So, how do we become masters of our emotional landscapes? Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your emotional regulation game. First things first, awareness is your superpower. You can't manage what you don't acknowledge. Pay attention to those physical sensations that accompany different emotions: a tight chest when you're anxious, a racing heart when you're excited, or even the way your gut clenches when you feel stressed. Second, name it to tame it. Putting a label on your feelings helps create distance and prevents them from taking over. Instead of just saying "I feel bad," try something more specific. "I feel frustrated because." This simple act of labeling can actually lessen the intensity of the emotion. Think of it like categorizing clutter. Once you identify it, you can start to organize it. There, breathe. It sounds cliche, but deep, conscious breathing is a game changer. When stress hits, your body goes into fight or flight mode, and shallow breaths only fuel the fire. Inhale deeply through your nose, hold for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this a few times, and you'll start to feel those racing thoughts calm down. It's like hitting the reset button on your nervous system. Fourth, challenge your negative thoughts. Ever notice how our minds love to jump to the worst-case scenario? We catastrophize, we overthink, and we create these mental narratives that often aren't based in reality. Learn to recognize those thought patterns and ask yourself, "Is this really true? What evidence do I have for this thought?" Often, you'll find that your fears are unfounded. Finally, practice self-compassion. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, experiences setbacks, and feels a range of emotions. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your struggles, and celebrate your wins, no matter how small. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Now, let's paint a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and a colleague throws a curveball that throws your whole day off. You feel your heart racing, anger bubbling up, and frustration taking over. Instead of letting those emotions dictate your actions, remember the tools we just discussed. Take a few deep breaths, acknowledge your feelings and feeling frustrated right now because, challenge those negative thoughts, and remind yourself that this is a temporary situation. Approach the issue calmly and professionally, knowing you have the emotional intelligence to navigate it effectively. See? Emotional regulation isn't about becoming a robot devoid of feeling. It's about harnessing your emotions, understanding their triggers, and responding with intentionality and grace. Remember, folks, becoming emotionally resilient is a journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others, but keep practicing these tools, and you'll gradually build a stronger emotional foundation. You've got this. Now go out there, feel your feelings fully, manage them wisely, and conquer the world with your newfound emotional superpowers. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from learning about emotional regulation. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. I love hearing your thoughts. Until next time, keep that Stoic Mind Gym going strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.